What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, August 26, 2020, middle of the weekday, hump day. Starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on a Friday and another crazy weekend. This one, of course, dominated by Hurricane Laura, which is about to make landfall down there in Louisiana and Texas here. So we've got a lot to talk about today, and Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And we're going to get some news out of the way before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, opinions, and observations here. Hurricane Laura is expected to strike Upper Texas and Louisiana as a Category 4 hurricane. They've been saying Category 3 all day long, but then at the last minute they said it's strengthening. The longer it stays over the Gulf, the stronger it gets. And so they're going to have some really unhappy times down there. And if you are in the path of this storm, please take it seriously. You know, anything that can get blown around, take it inside, lock it in your garage, because all of that becomes shrapnel. And we're talking about winds at the eye of 135 miles an hour. So very, very serious stuff here. All righty. So let's get on in here. Out in California, though, the news is a little bit better. The California firefighters are getting a respite from 650 raging wildfires as cooler temperatures contain the spread after they destroyed 1,300 homes and razed an area the size of Delaware on the ground. Boy, it's been a rough time for the United States between the weather up in Iowa, destroying the agriculture there, two hurricanes in the Gulf, the California wildfires. Kind of makes you wonder what else is going to happen. All right. Tonight is the third night of the Republican National Convention. Last night, the keynote speaker was Melania Trump, and the celebrities just uncorked on her something fierce. I mean, Melania's appearance during the Republican National Convention on Tuesday brought out the worst in Hollywood celebrities, who used her speech as an opportunity to crack jokes and insult everything from her White House initiatives, including hashtag be best tour status as an immigrant. Stars including Bette Midler, Sarah Silverman, Bradley Whitford, Michael Rapaport, and Josh Charles participated in the social media pylon as they attempted to assert their superiority over the First Lady and prove just how clever they can be. I've only ever heard of two of those people, by the way. Bette Midler snarked hashtag be bust while also mocking Melania Trump's command of the English language. Get that illegal alien off the stage. Now, to her credit, Bette Midler has now apologized for those comments. But still in all, that was a little over the top. Tiffany Trump made a rare public speech to the RNC to accuse the media and tech giants of keeping people mentally enslaved by manipulating and invisibly coercing how we think. And she backed her father, saying, look to results, not rhetoric. So the first daughter was up there making a rare appearance, railing against the media, the tech giants, saying that they keep us all mentally enslaved. Okay, Republicans go all in on faith with pro-life activists graphically describing abortion procedures and calling Planned Parenthood racist, and Billy Graham's granddaughter accusing Democrats of letting boys use the girls' locker rooms. That one may come back to haunt them in the election. The idea that boys are being allowed to use the girls' locker rooms. I think the Republicans would be wise to make that a major point about where the Democrats are leading this country. On night number two of the Republican National Convention, the party went all in on the pro-life stance by featuring a former Planned Parenthood employee who called the group's founder racist and graphically described abortion procedures, which are nasty. Okay, a Democrat, Georgia lawmaker, Vernon Jones, brings down the House in an explosive RNC speech, exposes the Democrats for the frauds they are, basically came out in support of President Trump, and all heck broke loose. Now, remember the Covington Catholic School students, specifically Nick Sandman, where they got confronted by this Native American activist pounding a drum in their face and trying to provoke a reaction, which he didn't get. And then Nick Sandman basically turned around and sued the media for defamation and won an out-of-court settlement. Well, he was on the RNC last night basically saying, I will not be canceled, and ending his speech by putting on a Make America Great hat. So... anyway, Donald Trump has issued a surprise pardon of convicted bank robber and three-time felon John Ponder, who now helps inmates, before the reformed convict spoke on the second night of the RNC in a bid to capitalize on the criminal justice reform. Now, remember the McCloskeys? They spoke on night number one. The McCloskeys are, of course, the couple that protected their home with legally owned firearms against some rioters that had broken through the gate on their little housing area. And apparently, as a result of their appearance on Monday night, they're receiving threats for speaking out against Black Lives Matter. And I guess that's to be expected, given the way that Black Lives Matter operates. Progressive groups are now urging the TV networks to tape delay the GOP convention so they can fact check everything. Now, of course, they didn't do this to the Democratic National Convention. All right. Former First Lady and 2016 Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton said Joe Biden shouldn't concede the election because the final results of the election will likely drag out due to the mail-in ballots. Well, if the mail-in ballots aren't there in time to be counted for the election, they shouldn't be counted at all, because it implies that if the election isn't going Biden's way, that they'll just shove more ballots into those collection bins. I mean, it's wide open for fraud. Trump is right about that. It's wide open for fraud. And there's absolutely no way to protect against it. Anyway, Hillary went on, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances because I think this is going to drag out. And eventually, I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is. I think that Republicans have a couple of scenarios they're looking toward. One is messing up absentee balloting. They believe that helps them so they can get maybe a narrow advantage in the Electoral College on Election Day. She can't let go of that. She can't let go of the fact that she lost in the Electoral College. So she went on to say, so we've got to have a massive legal operation, and I know the Biden campaign is working on that. Anyway, Steve Scalise is responding to Nancy Pelosi's comment about Republicans and Trump being domestic enemies, saying that he was shot because of that kind of unhinged rhetoric. If you remember, Steve Scalise was wounded when this gunman opened fire on Republican House members practicing for a baseball game. Al Gore is out there saying that if Trump refuses to concede, the military will take him out of the White House. This is very, very dangerous talk. Okay? Because what happens if the election is so messed up we can't really tell who? Remember Florida in 2000? Nobody really knew who won. It was decided by the Supreme Court. And we don't really know who won that election. So what are they going to do? Say, we can't figure out who it's going to be. Let's just kick Trump out and take over. We could see what's happening in Belarus. We could see happen here. Now, the good news for the Trump campaign is that Trump is leading Biden by 10 points among independents. I think that's a good, strong indicator. We know that the polls showing that Biden is slightly ahead are being rigged by oversampling Democrats. Apparently, two-thirds of Black and Hispanic voters don't trust the mail-in voting. And I think that's good news as well. I don't think people should be using the mail-in voting. I think people should vote in person. I think people should be showing ID to vote, is what I think. Then they don't listen to me about these things here. All right, turning over to the rioting, which is taking place across the country. Not unexpectedly, there were more riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin, inspired by the police shooting of Jacob Blake, who was shot in the back while trying to enter a car with his children in the back seat. Blake was hit by 4 of the 7 shots. Some reports said he'd been armed at one point. There is a second video that has emerged that appears to show him carrying a knife. But at least 2 people were killed last night during the third night of violence in Kenosha. And some of the shootings were captured on video. One person was shot in the head. One was shot in the arm, may lose the arm. Now, despite the governor's decision to declare a state of emergency after the second night of violence, police and the National Guard were once again largely absent in a stream of horrifying video from last night's riots, which at times devolved into open street warfare between groups of rioters and armed people allegedly there to protect property, protect the businesses. Now, the mother of Jacob Blake apologized to President Trump for missing his call after she and her husband say they're praying for police officers and they denounce the violence and destruction that is rocked Kenosha in the wake of his shooting. Julia Jackson said on CNN she was sorry for missing the call from Trump. She repeated calls for a calm in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in the wake of the shooting of her son. The 29-year-old was shot 7 times in the back by police in Kenosha on Sunday. Well, they're saying apparently he was hit 4 times. At that range, that's lousy shooting. Anyway. So, up in Pennsylvania, the state police are saying homeowners exchanged gunfire with armed Black Lives Matter activists in Bedford County. And apparently a shotgun, shotgun shells, a semi-automatic pistol, and 9mm casings were all recovered at the scene. This is really, really getting out of control. All right, turning to the international news then. There's been a security incident on the border with Lebanon. The IDF has told residents to stay in their homes for hours. And the Israeli military reported an unspecified security incident along the Lebanese border on Tuesday night, ordering residents of the surrounding area to remain in their homes. The restrictions were lifted on Wednesday morning. The Israel Defense Forces fired flares into the sky around the northern Galilee near the community of Manara as the military searched the area to ensure that no one had breached the border after troops reportedly heard gunshots at an outpost along the frontier. Now then, over in North Korea, new pictures of Kim Jong-un have been released at a meeting of the Politburo of the Workers' Party. He called for prevention efforts against the coronavirus and typhoon. And this comes just days after ex-South Korean aide Chang Sung-min said Kim was in a coma. In fact, there was one report that said he was already dead. But apparently he's had a Kim back. China blasts a U.S. naked provocation after a U-2 spy plane entered a no-fly zone during PLA drills. In the latest tit-for-tat South China Sea saga, China has denounced the United States, lodging stern representations with the U.S. Embassy over Pentagon attempts to spy on live-fire military drills over what Beijing claims is its sovereign airspace. Specifically, according to Reuters, the U.S. is charged with sending a U.S. U-2 reconnaissance plane into a no-fly zone over Chinese live-fire military drills on Tuesday, further ratcheting up tensions between Beijing and Washington. Now, Trump is reportedly considering accusing China of genocide over the treatment of the Uyghurs. As the Trump administration works to keep the flow of aggressive China-related headlines flowing across social media, Politico reported on Tuesday that the administration is weighing the possibility of labeling Beijing's treatment of Muslim minority Uyghurs as a genocide. Of course, for this label to have any real power effect, it would have to be backed by the UN Security Council. And seeing as China has a permanent seat and veto power, the odds of this flying at the UN are virtually impossible. Okay. The alliance between Venezuela and Iran is evolving into the military sphere, and it seems to be taking a new direction. The ties between the two countries began to strengthen in an economic sphere when in the first half of 2020, Tehran started sending oil ships to Venezuela, circumventing the international trade rules imposed by Washington with the aim of blocking Caracas economically. Earlier this year, Tehran sent several cargoes of gasoline to Venezuela to help the South American country overcome fuel shortages, as well as equipment to help state oil company PDVSA overcome production and export difficulties during the crisis, trying to get their refineries back up and running. Now, the UN Security Council has rejected the U.S. snapback sanctions on Iran, and the method for snapback sanctions was built into the P5+1 nuclear deal, and the U.S. is arguing they're still technically party to the deal, at least for the sake of doing things to Iran. The U.S. withdrew from the deal in 2018 and ceased meeting its own obligations, and other nations don't consider the U.S. a party anymore. Last week, the parties expressed opposition almost universally, saying the U.S. measures were unacceptable. U.S. officials say the opposition has no legal impact on the snapback sanctions. The U.S. has vowed to enforce the sanctions whether they pass or not. Anyway, Gaza's militant Hamas rulers have imposed a territory-wide curfew on Tuesday after authorities detected the first local cases of the coronavirus raising fears of a wider outbreak in the blockaded territory that is home to some 2 million Palestinians. Speaking of COVID-19, an Australian COVID-19 vaccine is producing zero side effects in human trials and does provide protection against the virus in animals while reducing symptoms. So that's good news there. Boris Johnson is reportedly planning to resign in 6 months because of lingering coronavirus health problems, according to Dominic Cummings' father-in-law. And apparently he's going to stand down in 6 months because of the lingering health problems. All righty. All right, there's a lawsuit now claiming Merck's Gardasil papillomavirus vaccine caused severe injuries to a teen. Attorneys Bijan Esfandari, Nicole K. H. Maldonado, Michael H. Baum, and co-counsel Robert F. Kennedy Jr., local counsel Christopher E. Halquist of Halquist Law in Providence, filed the lawsuit in U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island on behalf of Ms. Belasco, who alleges her vaccine injuries were so severe and debilitating, she was physically unable to attend most of high school. We've been hearing bad things about the Gardasil all along here. Turning to the economic news here, mortgage delinquencies are at a decade high. 54% of San Francisco storefronts no longer in business. We mentioned yesterday the cable cars have stopped running in San Francisco. It's kind of hard to imagine the San Francisco without the cable cars. Anyway, as the permanent economic damage piles up, the COVID crisis is looking more like the Great Recession. I think we were aimed at a recession anyway, and COVID virus is just being used as a scapegoat. All righty, let's see. Julian Assange's partner says he's in a lot of pain and a lot thinner after she visited him in Belmarsh prison with their two children for the first time in 6 months. So that is still lingering there and waiting to see if there's going to be extradition here. Now, it's been 3 months since the government dropped its case against General Michael Flynn, and the D.C. court still will not set him free. I think somebody needs to file a writ of habeas corpus. Say, what the heck is going on? I don't know what's going on over at Fort Hood, but there's something really weird. There's been at least 15 deaths this year alone, and they found the body of a missing Fort Hood soldier, Sergeant Fernandez, hanging from a tree. Now, he alleged sexual abuse at the troubled base, and he had transferred units after reporting the sexual abuse. And then he simply disappeared. I don't know. Almost like A Few Good Men or something, the screenplay from it. Over in the realm of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, apparently Ghislaine Maxwell's nephew was given special treatment by Hillary Clinton, who gave him a State Department job. Earlier this week, a picture surfaced showing a Jeffrey Epstein accuser, Shante Davies, giving a message to Bill Clinton, casting a further shadow over the ex-president's relationship with the late child sexual abuser, who is known to have mingled with big shots from the world of politics and business. No sooner had the ado over a picture of Bill Clinton receiving a neck massage from one of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers calmed down than a new compromising detail sank in that ex-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton gifted Alexander Gerasi, the nephew of Epstein's pal and ex-partner Ghislaine Maxwell, a position within her department. The young man was reportedly just out of college at the time and enjoyed special treatment from Hillary. Okay, Trump nominates Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, to serve permanently, setting up a bitter Senate battle. See what happens with that one here. Okay, Greta Thunberg is back in school after taking a one-year sabbatical to crusade against climate change, and she's resumed her studies, and, well, good. What can I tell you? We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines here, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones now to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I want to talk about the... All these incidents were supposedly a black guy is killed by a white cop for racial reasons. And specifically, I heard a good analysis of the George Floyd incident. It was Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff usually does financial. He concentrates on financial stuff, but he also... He zeroes in on sometimes on something else, and he went over. He's an analyst. He went over specifically everything that happened on this George Floyd incident, and he arrived at the conclusion, which there's no way, there's no possible way they can convict these guys of murder because, and if you saw I myself saw the whole. If you saw the whole incident, the whole video. See, what they do in each one of these incidents, the first thing they do is they release a little bit of a video, which shows, it makes it look like the original George Floyd thing. This guy was kneeling on his knee. Everybody was saying, how can they do that? But actually, at the time, that was standard operating procedure. That was going by the book in that particular police department. Now, they changed it later. But if you watch the whole video, they tried, the cops tried as hard as they could to get the guy to sit in a car. And he refused to sit in a car. He said he had claustrophobia. And he said, please let me lay down on the ground. So he was just, the cops were just, didn't want to do that, but there's a certain way, that was the proper way, according to that police department in, I guess it was Minneapolis. That was what you're supposed to do to handle a guy, handcuffed man, on the ground and subdue him, is by kneeling on the neck. And it's possible to do it, you can kneel on the neck without killing the guy, if you kneel on the right part of the neck. And so that's what Peter yeah. Schiff was saying. He researched the whole thing. Now, so they did that by the book, and I forgot what else. But they can't get these guys for murder because, the other thing, the autopsy. So you got the autopsy too, which shows the guy had 3 times the lethal dose of fentanyl. That was what killed him, probably. I mean, in fact, almost for sure, that's what killed him. He kept complaining from the beginning that he could not breathe, and respiratory failure is because is the primary symptom of overdose of fentanyl. He was dying of an overdose.
Yes.
He had fentanyl, cocaine, alcohol, and marijuana in his system. And so these cops, they actually did a great job. If you watch the whole video, they tried. They asked his ex-girlfriend, what's going on with this guy? And they were trying to figure out. They knew that he was obviously on some kind of a drug and didn't know what the hell was going on, but they didn't know he was OD'ing on. But that's what happened. He OD'd. So he died of an overdose. They went exactly by the book. There's nothing in there at all that was racist. They didn't call him any name. The race did not come up at all in the conversation. And, in fact, 2 of the cops were not white. They're either Asian or part black, the other 2 cops, besides the guy kneeling on him. So What's going to happen, there's no way when this actually goes to trial, there's no way they can even get him for manslaughter because they were going by the book. They did everything by the book. The guy, plus the combination of the video and the autopsy and the other, all of these things are similar. That this guy George Floyd knew he was going to. Besides the fact that he was blind, he had no idea what he was doing because he was on this drug apparently. But he knew he was going back to prison because he got caught passing bad bills and all this stuff. And this other guy that recently happened in Kenosha, he was also going to go to prison. He had warrants out on felony and misdemeanor warrants, and that's why he tried to make a run for it. You know, and first they try to talk to him. They try to talk to the cops and play the cops, and say, and hopefully they're thinking, well, I'm black. They're going to let me buy it, let me get through all this because, well, the controversy, the cops don't want any trouble because, and actually most cops probably would let him go. They'd say, well, I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to go to prison. I don't want to go to trial. I'll just let this guy go home or do whatever he wants. You know, that's what they tried to talk him out of it. This guy in Kenosha tried to say he has to go to his daughter's birthday party. One of those other guys, I think it was the guy in Atlanta, said the same thing. I have to go to my child's birthday party. So that's just BS, probably. I mean, if they checked up on it, is it actually a birthday party? Probably not. So what's going on here? There's nothing racist about this. White people, they would do the same thing to a white guy, for sure. That's all I got to
say. All right, well, Don, we got to let you go and take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the energy planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And we had a caller yesterday who asked me to research the rates of black on white versus white on black crime, both with police. And I found like a whole bunch of different sets of numbers. But the general trend generally was that there's far more black on black violent assault than there is white on black violent assault. And in point of fact, white people are more likely to be shot by the police than black people, precisely because the police don't want that negative publicity. All right, we're going to go back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, I've been talking. I called you last week about these riots and how the government really is allowing Antifa to riot and loot for whatever political objectives they have. You know, we know that if they were right-wingers running around, they wouldn't be allowed to run riot and loot. And I actually give Tucker Carlson a lot of credit. He talked like 2 days ago with that senator from Louisiana and said, you know, because the senator tried to deflect Trump's responsibility. And Tucker said, you know, if this was, you know, Eisenhower sent in the troops in Arkansas, you know, and the senator looked embarrassed. And last night he did the same thing with Mark Meadows, Trump's chief of staff, saying, you know, when are you going to do something? When is Barr going to do anything? But you notice after two Antifas get their asses handed to them, or I should say their heads handed to them, by a 17-year-old hero, a real hero, a real American hero, took out two of them to blew off one of their arms so they'll never be able to throw another Molotov cocktail for the government. You notice how quick Trump, after two of the Antifa agents probably, were shot dead, stone cold dead in the street, right in the head. Anyway, you notice how quick Trump now, all of a sudden, he's sending in the federal agents. We can't have government informants getting shot in the street now, can we? Boy, that was really quick, Trump. Let these. Yes, it just kind of shows, like, once again, what side the government's really on. This government hates you, white America. This government hates nationalists. This government supports Antifa, supports Black Lives Matter. There's your proof. Even Trump, who I supported, I'll probably still vote for because of the Supreme Court and abortion, but I'll have to hold my nose. Because, you know, I watched the Republican convention. I watched Trump. It's always, oh, black unemployment, black prison reform. Well, you know, we're the people that put Trump into office. Why doesn't he spend a little time about our concerns, like the riots? You know, he talks about the riots like law and order. You're the president. Let's have some law and order. Now, all of a sudden, Antifa gets their ass handed to him, and he's going to send in the troops to protect Antifa. You know? I mean,
well, we
don't
know who the troops are supposed to be protecting, but so far the troops that have been sent in there aren't really showing up here. And let's be honest, I mean, the Democrats didn't even mention the violence during their convention.
Well, no, I know that. But, you know, once again, you know, the troops are there to protect Antifa because they didn't show up to protect the average working man or the business owner. It's only when Antifa starts getting their ass handed to them that the troops get sent in. Because they want to bail them out, because half of them are probably government agents. I'm looking for more information on who the two victims were, the two clowns that got their asses, their heads blown off. And one of them, you can watch them die on video if you're into that kind of thing, you know, watching probably an informant getting his ass handed to him, you know, out in the street, stirring up crap, trying to take our rights from us. I got to tell you, that 17-year-old is a hero. And I hope he runs for governor of Wisconsin and president of the United States one day. He put his ass on the line. He went out there, and they tried to come at him, and he blew their ass away. God bless him. And once again, it's funny to watch. All of a sudden, now there's going to be police there. Now they're going to be protecting Antifa because, God, you can't have Antifa getting their heads blown off. But for months and months, when it's just the average working stiff getting hit in the head with a brick because he's got a Trump hat on or he's just white and his truck breaks down. No, there's no federal police then, is there, Mr. Trump? But as soon as a couple of your Antifa, beloved little Antifa guys get their asses handed to them, all of a sudden, let's send the feds in right away. So it just kind of, it's very, very, you know, it's right in your face, America. You know, this is what your government does. This is what your FBI does. They entrap people. If you're on the wrong side of the political fence, whether it's anti-Zionism or white nationalism, the government will come after you so fast, it'll make your head spin. They'll entrap you. They'll get you in more trouble than you can imagine if you join up with any groups or anything. You know, try being a 9/11 truther. You know, so I just like to see this stuff exposed. I like the government to be exposed for what it is. So white people out there, don't sit there and put any faith in it. Put any faith in guys like Barr to bring justice to this country. You know, Barr, the guy, he's there helped bury 9/11. He's probably in flight TWA flight 800. All that stuff goes back to Waco for all I know. So don't expect anything from him. So, you know, like I said, this is a good time because everything's being shown. You know, everything, there's no more secrets anymore. I think we're headed for, these are the end times where everything gets shown to everybody. And if you don't want to see it, you're being willful and you want to be ignorant. But if you want to keep your eyes open and look and watch their actions, it's their actions that show what they're really all about. They sit there and talk law and order. They don't want law and order unless it's law and order, law for the anarchist and the Antifa, but order for you. Order for you, white America. You get your orders. Anyway.
Okay.
Thank you for hearing me out. And like I said, I want to just salute that young man. And anybody listening in Wisconsin, if you happen to get on that jury, acquit that young man. He's an American hero.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Sebastian in Sweden. Hello, Sebastian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. How you doing? Yeah, I've been away for a while. I was on a road trip to Stockholm to see the grandchildren and my three sons. I've been calling in for a while. What I want to call in about is the fact that whether you know or not, if you're a sheriff, I'm thinking about the election in America and what the outcome would be. I mean, Hillary came out and said something weird the other day, saying that even if Biden loses, to hold on or something, or to take over anyway. She was so, I don't know, it's really getting bad in the state. So I'm thinking about, can a sheriff, for instance, deputize a whole community of people, like, everyone in this county is deputized and they have a right to defend their property and to abide by the Constitution and to, you know, can they, is that legal?
Well, they don't need to deputize people. We all have an inherent right to defend our property against, you know, criminal activity. A lot of states have what are called the castle laws.
Yeah, okay, but still it's not, it would be more like official than if you're deputized, and you could even defend it against federal troops, isn't that correct?
There are practical considerations there, you know, but, you know, we're heading into an area where, you know, like I said, up in Kenosha, there's open warfare going on.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's really getting bad, and then you see things on. I get these links sometimes from friends in the States about, I think it was Oprah Winfrey coming out and saying that all the old white people should be, you know, basically, that's me, you know, to be just killed,
yes,
or, you know, put away. Or,
me too.
It's really bad, you know. It's a really bad situation in America. I think things are going to happen whether Biden wins or Trump wins again. I mean, hopefully Trump will take it again, you know, because I think it'll be a bad situation if Biden. I think if Biden wins, I think this market's going to crash, and I don't think the people are going to have confidence in the Democrats. You know, the people, the money people on Wall Street,
no,
don't have any confidence in Democrats. So, I don't know, I'm just, it worries me a little bit about the election in America. I mean, you know, I came home with my cat, you know, the dude, he's gone, he's been away 10, 12 days now, it's worrying me a little bit, but I'm sure he's going to be home soon. But the election, man, that's pretty bad. I'm going to keep my eyes and ears peeled on that. Oh, another thing I want to ask you, Mike, have you heard anything about a sound from space that comes... They listen to it every fifth month. Have you heard about that?
Yes.
And it comes every fifth month.
It's a fast radio burst. We reported on that yesterday.
Yeah, okay. I missed it yesterday because it's pretty late here, you know, so sometimes I... Okay, well, thank you very much. You take care of yourself, Claire, and hope everyone out there is doing okay. Tom and Dustin, Peter and Paul and all the rest of the guys. Mark up in Canada.
Okay.
Okay, take care of yourself. See you then.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to David in Massachusetts. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, aloha, Michael. Hey, Michael, can I play a word association game with you? And before you answer, I'll say the word twice, Michael, so that you're sure that you understand the word I'm saying. And I want to see if you can associate something with this word. Okay, the word is... Termagant.
No idea.
Are you familiar? Oh, okay. You're not familiar with that word?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, I would have really laughed if you said, you know, Hillary Clinton. But look it up in the dictionary and everything, what a termagant is. Termagant. A termagant, and Anyway, I could tell you what it means, but maybe you'll have more fun looking it up. A termagant.
Yes, but, I'm looking at the definition right now. A harsh-tempered or overbearing woman, which applies to Hillary and also to Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, you know, so, hey, if Joe Biden is the Loch Ness monster, certainly Hillary Rodham Clinton is the Loch Ness monstrous, you know. But, I don't know if I should say a more serious note, because you can't get more serious than actually those creeps. But, you know, I really enjoyed Jeff Bennett's interview with Sarah Weaver, on the anniversary of the massacre at Ruby Creek.
Ruby Ridge.
She explained that. That just caught on, Ruby Ridge, but there's no Ruby Ridge. It's Ruby Creek. But the media came up with the Ruby Ridge, and it kind of stuck, you know?
I stand corrected.
I just found that out recently myself on the interview that Jeff did with Sarah Weaver. But, Mike, this is what I want to bring out that makes me sick. Back here in Massachusetts, in Quincy, Massachusetts, they still worship this guy, William Deegan, the marshal, that shot Sammy Weaver's boy, Stryker. The Black Lab's dog was Stryker, a young Black Lab, and shot Sammy Weaver Jr. in the back. Sammy Weaver, not Jr., but shot him in the back and everything. And his name's, William Deegan, Marshal William Deegan. He was from Quincy, North Quincy, to be specific. And they have this road race every year on the anniversary of the massacre at Ruby Creek, Ruby Ridge, the William Deegan road race back here. And there's a newspaper back here called the Quincy Patriot Ledger newspaper, and he's treated as this big hero, and they still refer to Randy Weaver and everything as an Aryan Nation white supremacist and neo-Nazi and all this garbage to this day. It's sickening, Mike. And then one other afterthought here now that's really sickening. I have to watch my language here. I want to say illegitimate son, but those evil people in the government, the FBI and the ATF and all that, Mike, but to show how remorseful they were, after it came out, to show how remorseful they were that they had made a big mistake and it was a travesty of justice and everything, then they arrested Maynard C. Campbell Jr., because he wrote a wonderful book. It was kind of like a booklet on, he had it right because he was familiar with it, Massacre at Ruby Creek, the Idaho Massacre. Assault at Ruby Creek, the Idaho Massacre and everything. And this was about a year later that he wrote this book. He was intimately involved with the Weaver family. He knew the terrain, he was present at the whole siege, Maynard C. Campbell Jr., but to show how sorry they were for what they did to the Weaver family, they arrested him on trumped-up charges. I think, he had some land out in Oregon or something, and he was, getting some deadwood, just some deadwood off of state land or something. He wasn't cutting down any trees or anything. He was just getting some deadwood or something, and they charged him with, cutting down trees on federal land. They threw him in prison. They made sure that he never came out of prison alive. They gave other inmates access to him, I guess, that were hired by the government working for that, whatever. But he was just stabbed. He was stabbed to death. I don't know, about 26 or 36 times, Maynard C. Campbell Jr., because he gave a truthful account. And you can still get the booklet. It's a wonderful booklet. Assault at Ruby Creek, the Idaho Massacre, by Maynard C. Campbell Jr. But the main thing is, back here they got this. Check it. Folks can check it out. Your audience is very handy on the internet. But the Quincy Patriot Ledger newspaper, William, I think his middle initial is F, William F. Deegan or something. And he's still hailed as a big hero back here because he killed those white supremacist skinhead alien nation people and everything. But anyways, Mike, the last thing I'll say, they talk about has the American dream died? And as far as I'm concerned, you know, the American dream died for sure at
yes.
Ruby Creek, Ruby Ridge, you know? And so they just had this commemoration back here. But I just love Jeff Bennett. If you can, people that can access the archives at on RBN, he interviews Sarah Weaver. She's a lovely young lady now of 22 years of age, and her father can be very proud of her.
David, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take another break here for commercials. We've got other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Mo in Florida. Hello, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just have a question for you. I won't be long because you've got other callers. You're the perfect guy to ask this to, I think, because you're technically oriented. But the ADS, this active denial system, this, you know, terahertz military thing that heats your skin up, they've had for years, and it doesn't cause any real damage, just kind of you know, hits the top layer of your skin and makes it very uncomfortable to be around. And for the very fact, this thing is perfect for these riots without killing anybody, to disperse
yes.
crowds. It's never been used. None of that stuff's been used, yes. which just adds to that previous caller, which I think was spot on, is that, they, you know, I don't think they really want to stop these riots. I think
no, I don't think they do either.
I think the Republicans like it. It benefits them, and I don't know. All I know, the end result is it's a distraction from the financial collapse, and I think you had that one. You know, this is a war. You know, all wars are bankers' wars. This is a war, is it not? People shooting each other.
Yeah.
It's just like it's a civil. It's the second American Civil War, right?
Certainly looks like the opening skirmishes.
Well, I hope it don't. You tell me why they haven't used that system, and I can't find any reason. The more I research it, it's the perfect crowd dispersal. Nobody gets hurt. It's just uncomfortable. They move on. And nope, not going to do that. Let them shoot it out. Whether they're infiltrated with, you know, spooks or not, I don't know. But okay, Mike, I just wanted to see if maybe you had a, you know, different thought on that. So,
no, that's a valid point. There's that one. There's the LRAD sound system. I mean, they've spent all this money developing these crowd control measures, and they're not using any of them against Black Lives Matter.
No, nobody gets hurt with this stuff. Just don't want to be around that area. They could disperse and they could use it. But, okay, Mike, thanks a lot. Let's get your other callers.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I didn't call yesterday. I called the day before. I got to respond to Mark from New York. That's Mark from New York, not North Carolina. Mark from New York, because this was going back to Steve Bannon. He said, oh, Steve, why would Steve Bannon do anything nickel and dime? I got a rhyme. It's called nickel and dimes plus nickel and dimes means I get to ride first class all the time. You understand that, right? The more
yes.
nickel and dimes you get, yeah. So think about that. You know, nickel and dime operations, they do add up, guys. You know, all the lobbyist money they get, Congress, Senate, you know, that adds up, man. You know, they get to take those, what are they, the junkets, right, on the, go to the Bahamas, right, on business meetings, right? I mean, that's all that stuff adds up for them. You know, so, I mean, just don't throw that away at saying, oh, well, you know, it's a, you know, remember with Hillary, it's a right-wing conspiracy? It's a left-wing conspiracy? Look. We're not in their group, guys. Like, I mean, George Carlin said it best. You know, American dream, you got to be asleep to believe in it, you know?
Yes.
Remember, guys? You know, George Carlin says they own you. You know, he George Carlin. I'll hold on.
Yeah, hang on there. We got to take a break for station identification.
Right,
we'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.